Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The latest in the XXXTentacion murder case, Cardi B's a mom, and why Kylie Jenner is the queen of the Kardashian-Jenner crew. Melissa, what you got coming up in the juice?
President Trump would want nothing more than to see Stormy Daniels in jail. Well, he got his wish.
Wiggy, how's your sports?
I think it's time for me to start watching the Red Sox right now.
But first, well, if you take the E line on the green line, you're going to need to find another option. Today and tomorrow, the green line E branch has been suspended between Brigham Circle and Heath Street, and it's because of a track problem. The issue is a broken rail at Riverway eastbound, and the T says that repairs will take extensive effort. Commuters should use the Route 39 bus as an alternative. Well, a second arrest has been made in the XXXTentacion murder case. 22-year-old Michael Boatwright was arrested on a drug charge on July 5th and then served with an arrest warrant for first-degree murder on Tuesday. Detectives say Boatwright was a gunman in the murder, and they're actually still looking for another gunman. This comes a few weeks after Dedrick Williams was arrested and booked for first-degree murder in the case. Congratulations, Cardi B is a new mom. So she announced the birth of her first child, a baby girl, on Instagram. The picture looks a lot like, remember Beyonce's?
Yeah.
With all the flowers and stuff in the background. And she made a few posts. One said, culture with a K, Kiara Cephas, 7/10/18. And then another one said, culture, anything else would have been basic. And Melissa actually has more coming up on this in the juice. And Kylie Jenner, officially the richest in the Kardashian-Jenner crew. So she's on the cover of Forbes magazine, and at the age of 20 is said to become the youngest ever self-made billionaire. So she also made the list of America's richest self-made women, coming in at number 27. She's worth an estimated $900 million. Sold more than like $600 million in makeup since launching her Kylie Cosmetics. Melissa contributed to that.
Oh, absolutely.
She owns 100% of her company and makes millions from appearances, and her also from the reality show, other social media endorsements.
We're going to talk about that actually coming up around 7:30, because there's a lot of people that have an issue with this
self-made?
Whole self-made billionaire thing. So we'll talk about that at 7:30.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
All right. I guess it takes a baby to bring two rivals together. Cardi B, Pebbles just mentioned, had her baby girl, and minutes after the announcement was made, Nicki Minaj placed a welcome basket order with Petit Tresor in LA. It's this upscale like baby boutique that caters to Hollywood's elite. Word is Nicki Minaj spent $5,000 on this basket for baby culture and told them to make it as, quote, girly as possible, with luxury seasonal clothes, assortment of dolls, stuffed animals, and a sterling silver rattle. And then there's also some luxury organic pampering items for Cardi herself. So I think it's really cute, but there's a lot of people on social media saying she's doing it all for show, and it's really not authentic. And
would they stop with the names? Name your kid Culture?
Culture with a K.
That is the dumbest thing. Mm-hmm. Just name him. Is it a boy or girl?
It's a girl.
Name her something normal.
But
Culture.
Someone made a great point on Twitter. They were like, it's Cardi B and Offset. Would you expect her to name her kid Jennifer?
Maybe not Jennifer, but Culture? Poor kid.
Rihanna had some fun at our expense on Instagram yesterday. You remember the pictures that came out of her and her man, Hassan, barking at each other on vacation in Mexico?
Well, she was barking at him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was going back at her a little bit, but everyone's been speculating as to what they've been fighting about. And Rihanna wants us all to think it was about World Cup soccer. She posted a picture of two lions, one roaring at the other one cowering in the corner, with the caption, "When you think you know more about soccer, hashtag World Cup 2018.
I believe that, though. I could see that.
People get passionate about their soccer, let me tell you.
It's about sports in general. I could see that.
Right. And Stormy Daniels was arrested early this morning at a strip club in Columbus, Ohio for, check this out, 3 counts of illegally touching a patron at a sexually oriented business. So apparently there's a law in Ohio that if you're appearing nude or semi-nude at a sexually oriented business, you are not allowed to touch anyone who's not a family member. Now, really? Her attorney, exactly. Her attorney tweeted that he believes her arrest was politically motivated and a sting operation, saying that she's been performing the same act at hundreds of strip clubs across the country and that her arrest reeks of desperation and they are going to fight the bogus charges.
Wait a second. How did they, was it like this guy was like an undercover cop? Like
apparently, ever, that's what her attorney is alleging, that this
so
guy
so it's almost
was,
like those things I see every now and then on TV where yes. like they got the prostitute in Chelsea walking yes. around and like, all right, move in.
Exactly.
And as soon as
that's what he's trying to say. I love those. I'd be love if they got that whole thing on video. Here's Wiggy with sports.
All right. If you are a singer and you're looking to make it big, the Bruins, they're taking applications for Renee Rencourt. He sings for the national anthem for the Bruins, and he's been doing it for a long time, but he is retiring, so go to the Bruins website and put your application and see if you could be the next person to be out there singing before the Bruins game. World Cup action continued yesterday. Croatia beat England. Wow, I picked England, too.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
I didn't see this one coming.
It was a good game, too. It was good.
Yeah, I saw absolutely 0 seconds of the game.
They won an extra time.
So your World Cup finals are going to be Croatia versus France. I'm going with France on this one. That means Croatia's got no win. Because every first team I picked in the World Cup has lost. And I didn't notice. I'm just looking. Belgium plays England for third place.
They do a third place, yeah.
Really?
That must be, like, I could never play in a consolation game.
Right.
Like, and if you're a fan and you're a fan of one of those countries or whatever, like, I could never watch a game like that and get into it at all.
Like, you're playing for third place.
Right.
Oh, God, yeah.
You're playing to lose.
The championship will be Sunday, so you can check that out. It'll be at 11 a.m. And the Red Sox, man, I'll tell you what, I think it's time for me to turn my TV on and start watching the Red Sox. Normally, I don't turn the tube on or watch them until the end of August, but the way they've been playing, they beat the Rangers yesterday to close out the sweep against them. This is 9 straight for them. Chris Sale looked good. 7 innings pitched, 12 K. So, I mean, this team is on fire. They'll start a 4-game series versus the Blue Jays tonight, 7:10. And my boy David Price will be taking the hill.
Oh,
I'm telling
Jesus.
You. Listen, mark my words. He's going to have a big, big postseason for the Red Sox this year. David Price.
They better hope so. Because
you heard it from me. He will have a big postseason. And that is your sports.
Sunny today. 76 for your high. Clear night tonight. Temperatures in the mid-60s. And mostly sunny tomorrow. 78 for your high. It's 65 degrees right now. This report made hot by Sullivan Tire online at SullivanTire.com.